we heard from Vladdy this weekend, and I'm just wondering from your point of view, how much better has he become defensively at third base, and how much room is there still to grow defensively at third base?
Well, I think Vladdy, at the beginning of the season, from the beginning of the season till now, he make a lot of big improvement on defensively. I think he's more comfortable at third base. He is playing a little shallow than at the beginning of the season when I decided that I was going to play a little deeper so I think he can create more range. There were so many balls that there were slow rollers that were difficult for him to go get it. So we're moving a little closer, probably two or three steps closer from the edge of the grass in the back of the infield. And at that time, I think he's doing better. Definitely he's feeling more comfortable after.
Louis, how much help has it been to have Bo Bichette standing beside you? There's a little familiarity there, right, with what they played in the minor leagues together. And, you know, they're buddies, right? It's always easier to play beside a buddy. You got that ball, I'll take this ball, that kind of thing. Has it helped Vladdy just having Bo Bichette standing right beside him?
Well, he helps. It also helped that at one point he got a Galvis, which was probably his teacher along the way. But now that he got he's helped because they have played together for two or three years. So they know how far they can go. They know the range that each one has. And they know when to come across and when to let it go. So the communication there between those two guys have been great and definitely helped when they have been playing together for two or three years already.
Yeah. Now, Louis, you're a great communicator. You're very easy to listen to, which is a huge deal. But how big of a challenge for you is it to talk a kid? You know, you could say these two are kids, meaning Bo and Vladdy. They're kid, and even you can add Kevin into the mix. Change, right? They got to the big leagues doing one thing defensively one way, and just the something of saying that, you know, you need to be a little deeper may not be the easiest conversation. Has that been a challenge for you?
No, it wasn't. When I told him in spring training from day one, I told him that we were going to try to play a little deeper. Mm-hmm. He agreed with it. He went to AAA when he was ready after he was hurt. He went to AAA and he was playing deeper in AAA. We play him deeper over here, and you know he got to some balls to his left and to his right, and deep that probably would be base hit. But at the same time, you know you got to balance, you know, what he's playing at, different kind of ground balls that he's getting to it, and the other ones that he's not getting to it. And you know, it got to a point where I decided that we're going to be better off and for him and for the team to move him closer to the hitter, so he can react and he can get to. The balls that he wasn't getting too early in the season.
Hey, Louis, you know, I was thinking back as you were talking to some of the stuff that Kevin Cash said last year when the Rays were in town. And, of course, one of the things with Charlie Montoya was his bench coach last year. I mean, at one point, I think the Rays had an entire infield of rookies, mm-hmm. of raw rookies. You've had a similar thing here at times with this team as well. Is it easier to teach defensive skills to players now because of the amount of shifting in the game, Luis, or is it more difficult to do that?
No, I think it's about the same. You know, when you're talking about the range, there got to be a lot of communication when you put a shift on it, that when you got to come across and how deep this guy is playing or what is easier for me, is it to go left or let the second base come over. So that communication part, that's the biggest part when you do a lot of shift. But talking about defense, it doesn't make any difference if you're doing shift or not doing shift. The basic of defense, you know, the routing ground ball, all that stuff, the mechanic on catching a ground ball, how you set up, feeling the ground ball through it, all that stuff, that's the same. That continues to be the same, and that's a challenge that I have. You know, I got to make sure that these kids, even though they come from the minor leagues and they do it okay, they did okay in the minor leagues, you know, they got to look around, they got to see big league infielders, and they got to say, okay, for me to be as good as this guy, what I need to do? And that is something that I can and see all the guys around the league with my experience watching the other guys playing in the big leagues and figure out, you know, for this guy to be this good, he needs to go through this. And you know, it takes time. Sometimes the kids, you know, right away, they can get it right away and they move along and they get it right away. All the time, then, you know, you got to work a little harder, and you got to be patient, which we have to be patient. You know, these guys are in the big leagues because they all the way through the minor leagues, they were good hitters, and they, I mean, they rock everywhere they play. Their defense is coming along well, and hopefully, you know, within the next year, they'd be even with the defense with the offense.
Yeah, what's the one thing you've seen that's improved the most with Kevin Biggio at second base?
Biggio is surprising me because we were trying to figure out where we were going to play him, either first, second, left field, third base. And then, you know what? We decided that we're going to play him at second base, and he's been very steady at second base. All the routine plays, he's making all the routine plays. He's very accurate with his throws, and he looked forward to learn and continue to be playing second base for a long time. This is a kid that works hard. He doesn't take days off mentally. He doesn't take days off on the field. And he's very good at it, what he's doing right now. And I'm really impressed with the way he's playing so far this year.